guys, it's Kathy, Crafty Chica, here for Chica's in the Moment podcast, and I have a special guest today, Patrick, my husband. So it's not Chica's in the Moment, we'll call it Patrick and Kathy in the Moment. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Oh my God. So we were just talking about everything going on in the world and how to get right in your mind, and I thought it would make a good podcast to share with you guys. These are some things that I've come to learn to help me relax a little bit and not be as anxious. And I'm going to share those tips with you. So, you know, with everything going on in the world, it is so stressful. No matter what side you're on, we won't even go there. This isn't about that. This is about processing all of the information into your daily life. And I was noticing that I could not fall asleep. It would be like 3:30 in the morning and I was tossing and turning, just so stressed out about everything. And my stomach started to hurt all day long. And I realized I was just thinking about the most worst situations possible that could happen that hadn't even happened. And I was talking to Patrick about this yesterday, and he just gave me some really good words of wisdom to help me change my thinking. Do you remember what we were talking about yesterday?
We are like receptors, or we channel in like the TV channels and stuff. But if you focus on the wrong channel, it brings you down with negativity. And then you have a bunch of channels that you're watching. You end up having your mind fragmented into many different spots, to where that you're not focusing on just one thing, or at least the most important things. So if you change the channel, change to the right channel, a positive channel, with positive images of what you want the world to become and what you want to become, and you bring the focus from a wide focus to a sharp, sharp, sharp point, laser focus, you will actually accomplish something. You will actually, little by little, manifest that change. And if all of us were to change to the positive channel and not pay so much attention to these other channels and let them affect us, we will achieve a next level kind of matrix change for the better.
And I think, like, when he's talking about channels, he doesn't mean TV channels. He means like channels in your brain that you're thinking of. And after hearing him, we had this long discussion about this yesterday. I went to Target last night, and the cashier, we started talking about Maya. And I told her how Maya was living in Los Angeles. And I asked her, I said, have you heard of BuzzFeed? And this girl, who couldn't have been much older than Maya, 23, she said, you know, I don't go online. I'm not into social media. I don't watch TV. She says, my whole thing is my kids. I just focus on raising my kids and having good experiences with them growing up as a family. And she was so chill and unaffected by everything. And her concept was that all she can do is be in control of what she's in control of. And that is her daily life, with ensuring her kids have a mom who loves them and a dad who loves them and food on the table and all of that. So I don't know what her bigger picture vision was, but it fit with what we were talking about in our conversation yesterday. So last night I tried an experiment, and before I went to bed, I stood up and I said, I am letting go of all negative thoughts, everything that worries me or makes me anxious, because I don't have control over those things. And I'm tired of tossing and turning at night, worrying about what's the worst thing that can happen, when that is not my natural instinct. My natural instinct, if any of you know me or who have met me, it's always wanting to focus on the positive. So last night when I went to bed, I put these pictures in my mind of, you know, Patrick has a concert coming up this weekend, and I saw this vision of people enjoying his music and him being happy and everyone being at this awesome festival. I imagine my son D'Angelo doing what he loves best. He just got a new job, and I'm picturing him liking it and enjoying it, getting his life on track. I envision Maya being safe and healthy, doing her best out in Los Angeles. I imagine the things that I was doing turning out well and successful and being happy. And you know what? I fell to sleep with those thoughts in my head instead of the other ones. I mean, some of the things I was thinking of were so like apocalyptic, like, okay, who in our family has their house paid off in case if the world comes crumbling where we all have to live in one house together? Things like that. Oh my gosh. And so it just feels a lot better today coming to the realization that, you know, we can't let the things we don't have control of rule and depress us. And looking back on my blog this week, I have a blog post every single day this week. So subconsciously, I've already been doing this, like keeping myself busy, doing positive things that make me happy. And I don't know, I think each person has to find their own way of what makes them happy and think before you let things come into your mind or things that you say. What is this going to help? What is this going to change? If it's going to help for what you're working on, and then go for it. You know, each person has to decide what is best for them. What's the best way that they can help and contribute with their own signature skills.
The thing that people are freaking out about right now, I've already been focusing on a long, long time. And it just happens to be out in the open. And so when it comes to negativity and stuff like that, or doom and gloom or apocalypse, whatever the hell, I've already been studying all those things, and I've seen all the outcomes. And there's always an out to all of those doom and gloom. They give you an out, and you can actually change the outcome to those doom and gloom scenarios, from the Bible to whatever you want, from history or whatever. You can actually change it. But we have to do it collectively. We have to change the way we think, mm-hmm. You know, back towards what takes care of you. It's the earth. So you need to focus on the earth. If you want to be healthy, you need clean air and clean water and clean mm-hmm. food. Mm-hmm. So those are the basic things that you should be worrying about. Nothing else mm-hmm. is going to matter if you're dead. Mm-hmm.
And just one-on-one, if you hear our chihuahuas are fighting, and it's also relationships too, of making the most of your friendships and your relationships. Common decency and kindness and respect is a way to stay healthy too, because the more anxious we get, the more unhealthy we get. And that's why I had a post earlier on my blog about, you know, blocking the haters, the people who just come at you with stress and strife, you know, find a way to cut them out. But focusing on getting healthy, we have control of. Alrighty, so here are some tips to help ease the stress of everything that's going on right now. Okay, first and foremost, you have to get a good night's sleep. So vibe up before you go to bed. Put your phone away, put it face down on the other side of the room. If you need an alarm clock, get an old school alarm clock. Because if you have your phone by your bed, you're going to hear the little notifications, you're going to want to check it, and that's going to stimulate your brain and keep you awake. And especially if you're reading headlines or a Facebook news feed, something like that. So set your phone aside. Number two, before you go to bed, say your prayers, vibe up, whatever you do, but then also put the image in your head of what kind of day you want to have tomorrow. And don't make it like a to-do list where you're going to stress out. In fact, I would suggest writing up your to-do list before you go to bed so you have all of that out of the way. But just go to bed with an image in your mind of something that makes you really happy. Maybe it's being with your family. Maybe it's everything going perfectly at work. Maybe it's eating healthy meals and making good decisions. Just put something simple in your head and go to bed that way. And every time your mind starts to drift to something negative or stressful, make sure you go back to your happy place. It takes exercise. I mean, I've only done it for one night, but for the first time in a few weeks, I actually got a good night's sleep. Another thing you can do if you need to relax and get away from everything, turn off the TV for a while. And I mean, it's good to stay aware of what is going on in the world. But at the same time, you have to have time for yourself. So if it takes coloring in your coloring book or writing an essay about a special time in your life or crafting or making something or going to a movie, just do something that will calm you down and that takes your mind off of things, because we cannot avoid what is happening, all of the news headlines, but we don't have to have them consume our whole thoughts 24/7. So those are my tips. I hope they help out. I'm going to try these tips as well. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening to the Chicas in the Moment podcast. I'm going to try to get these going every week now. And special thanks to my husband, Patrick. He's so awesome. I just kind of wrangled him into this. So hopefully he'll be back again. And if you guys have any ideas for topics that you want me to cover, make sure to send me an email at Kathy@craftychica.com. And don't forget to visit craftychica.com. I have a lot of new content up there because that's what I've been doing to get to my happy place, is posting blogs and making crafts. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. Have a great week and talk to you soon.